The Boys in the Boat, When USA's JV Crew Beat the Nazis. PG-13, 2 hours 4 minutes, Sports, Drama, Historical, December 25, 2023. The Boys in the Boat, the latest sports movie from George Clooney, is currently showing yet another Rotten Tomatoes skew. You could drive a Mack truck through critics, 58%, audience, 97%. Why is that? More on this later, but I'm telling you right now. It's an excellent family film. George Clooney's a big believer in the US of A. In his movies, he appears to have made it his mission to remind the American citizenry about what originally made the United States great. Good Night and Good Luck was about integrity, The Tender Bar was about loyalty, and The Monuments Men was about nobility of purpose. The Boys in the Boat is about one for all and all for one selflessness. The Boys in the Boat. Based on the nonfiction book by Daniel James Brown about a real-life tale of grit and pathos, The Boys in the Boat is set in the mid-1930s, as the Great Depression continues to ravage the working class. A tow-headed, raw-boned, homeless young man Joe Rance, who eats meals out of cans in the burned-out hulk of the Model A Ford where he lives, has somehow managed to matriculate into the engineering school at the University of Washington. Struggling to pay tuition, he tries out for the school's junior varsity crew team. Words out that rowing crew will provide food, lodging, and a stipend. The tryouts for a seat in the 8-man rowing shell are seriously grueling, and the training is brutal. But this was back when Americans weren't afraid of hard work, and so the literal and figurative hunger this young athletic squad feels forges them into a force to be reckoned with. Underdogs. The Boys is a classic sports underdog tale, with the hungry, poor boys going up against the well-fed rival rich kids of entitlement, affluence, and privilege, and the coaches making snarky remarks about the ability of the big Ivy League schools like Harvard and Yale to dominate the sport. That's what money gets you. Familiar underdog sports movie tropes are to be found in The Tough Coach with a Heart of Gold, Al Ulbrichtson. Both Joe's best bud and girlfriend basically exist only to orbit around him. And then there's the We Need a Win Right Now, pressure from college admin. There's also the elder George Pocock, who hand manufactures the wooden skulls and sprinkles profound tidbits of wisdom here and there. My favorite elder wisdom tidbit comes when the coaching staff are standing around racking their brains after trying every permutation and combination of seating arrangements and having it fail to pull the crew out of a potentially fatal plateau. Said elder boatbuilder chimes in with, "You know, sometimes the young horses, they don't really hear too well yet. Sometimes they just need a louder jockey." And so a new, cocky, loud-mouthed coxswain, who, although diminutive, has enough swagger and ego to challenge the coaches in calling the races, is brought in. And the team is finally, off to the races. 8-man crew appreciation 101. There are many crew movies out there. The most recent prior to The Boys in the Boat is Heart of Champions. But Clooney's contribution to the genre has a fun breakdown of who does what in the boat. I didn't realize that just like how ball sports all have various positions, so does crew. For example, in the 8 rowing positions in a racing shell, the athletes in positions 1 and 2 are the bow pair. They tend to be lighter than the rest of the team. Their job is to balance the boat, and they're required to have a smooth, fluid technique. Positions 3 through 6 are known collectively as the engine room. This is where the 4 big, brawny boys with giant lat muscles, Popeye forearms, and serious hauling power reside. Seats 7 and 8 are the stern pair, and position 8 is called the stroke. He is usually the most talented racer in the boat. Capable of setting a powerful rhythm that's easy for the rest of the boat to follow. The stroke and the coxswain have a strong working relationship and are very in tune with each other, in order to keep the 60-foot-long, 220-pound shell going at a blazing speed. Lastly, the coxswain, the boat jockey, the little guy, has 4 jobs: 1. Steer the boat by giving directions and keep it in the proper lane to avoid penalties. 2. Spot errors, call them out, and no rowing technique in depth to the point that he knows who to correct and how to do it. 3. Tell the crew where they are in relation to the other boats and how much farther they have to go to win. And finally, 4. Execute the coach's game plan. Beating the Nazis on their own turf. George Clooney, as evidenced by his movie The Monuments Men, would appear to hate Nazis, which might be why he picked this true story to tell. The team eventually ends up in the 1936 Summer Olympics in Berlin, in time to send Der Führer packing, in disgust and humiliation, out of his own stadium. I suspected that one reason for the dearth of critic support might be that the boys in the boat has only one black face in a sea of white faces. I expected that would trigger a certain kind of response, and sure enough, I found. Clooney cooks up this cornball souffle with plenty of ham, plenty of cheese, a piled high side of white bread and white milk to wash it down. I personally found it a refreshing about-face in the trend of Hollywood to placate all the races with diversity. The Boys in the Boat is a crew story that takes place in the 1930s at an American college. Having a number of African Americans, Latinos, Asians, and LGBTQ team members in the boat and spectator crowds, as per the current trend, would feel as truthful as the recent inclusion of black hobbits in the Europe-set Lord of the Rings remake. In this case, that would be rewriting history. And who rewrites history? Communists, by and large, and so I'm happy to see George Clooney is not on the current Hollywood bandwagon, attempting to rewrite it. The one flaw in The Boys in the Boat is that it skimps on character development and vastly underplays realism regarding the bleakness of the Great Depression. It's more reminiscent of 1990s-era Robert Redford-directed movies such as The Horse Whisperer and A River Runs Through It. It's good-looking, nostalgic, and designed for family. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc. The Boys in the Boat. Director, George Clooney. Starring, Joel Edgerton, Callum Turner, Peter Guinness, Hadley Robinson, Luke Slattery, Jack Mulhern and Sam Strike. MPAA rating, PG-13. Running time, 2 hours, 4 minutes. Release date, December 25, 2023. Rating, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.